We're holding on Pei Vav Amud Bey's, the second line from the bottom. We started talking about the point about what happens at Chatzos in terms of pieces of Karbonis that have been burning on the Mizbeach. We said you could still have, at Chatzos, the piece could still be fat and juicy, and then, of course, it still has to be burnt even after Chatzos, and even if it fell off the Mizbeach, you have to put it back on. Then we had, on the other hand, where it actually was completely burnt and became ashes, then you don't have to do anything further with it at all, because then at that point the mitzvah has been accomplished, even before Chatzos, if it falls off, you don't have to put it back. And then you have, in between, what the Gemara had called at the top of the Amud, shrivi, pieces of the carbon that became dried out and hard by the fire, but not yet reduced to ashes. So there we said there's a difference between before and after Chatzos, where the Mishnah had said that if it falls off, jumps off from his mizbeach before Chatzos, then you have to put him back. After that, then you don't have to. And there's also a difference as far as the din of ne'ilah. So now we're going to go further into that topic about before and after Chatzos. The smack, by the way, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan from one of the famous Rishonim, has an interesting point about why should Chatzos make that difference. We talked about yesterday Psukim about it, but why indeed, what's the logic that Chatzos Dafka should make that difference of whether a piece is considered completely burnt or not? So he says, you know, Gemara tells us in various places, notably in Brachas, that at midnight, north wind starts blowing. Famously, the Gemara says where David HaMelech had his harp set up in such a way that it would catch the wind, and then that way the wind would start strumming on the strings of it at Chatzos and wake him up, spend the rest of the night learning Torah. So at Chatzos, you have a wind starts blowing from the north, and therefore that has an effect on these Evarim and causes it, other things being equal, that they'll burn faster now, and therefore there's more of a logic to say that come Chatzos, then you have a certain change in what's going on with these Evorim that are on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Itman. So now we have a discussion of Amudoyim about this point, about Chatzos. Pushu Kodim Chatzos. What happens if a piece was removed from the Mizbeach before Chatzos, Bech Ziron after Chatzos, and then you put it back onto the Mizbeach after Chatzos? So now, had it been on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, then we would say, like we were saying before, Chatzos Oisi Ikul, that comes Chatzos, it's considered as though now it's burnt, and therefore we would say that at this point, if it falls off the Mizbeach, you don't put it back. But if it wasn't on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, so what happens? Rabba Omar Chatzos Sheni Ochloton. Rabba says that in that case, the next Chatzos, the following night, will make them considered burnt. So in other words, let's say, so the korban was brought on Sunday. Sunday night, the piece was on the Mizbeach, and it became dried out and became hard. Before Chatzos on Sunday night, a Kohen took it off the Mizbeach. Then after Chatzos, early Monday morning, he put it back. So now, Rabbi is saying, now you're going to have to wait till Chatzos between Monday and Tuesday, and that will make it, and then it's on the Mizbeach then, and at that point it will be considered Mu'ukol, it will be considered that it's completely burnt, and now Me'ilah won't apply to it anymore. We discussed yesterday, Rashi and Tosfos discussed the question, would it even be valid to take that burnt piece now as part of Terumas Hadeshen and take it off the Mizbeach? For that mitzvah. Shlomas HaDeshen, or would we say that not the most we can say is you don't have to burn it anymore, and now you can put it on the tapuach, you can put it on the pile of ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach, which eventually will be cleared away. Anyway, that's what happened. Rav Chista Omer, Amud HaShachar Echlotzon. Rav Chista says that what will happen is, when it comes Amud HaShachar, not Chatzos, but rather Alois HaShachar, will be when that piece is, as long as the piece is on the Mizbeach then it will be considered Mu'ukol at that point. And both of them agree that this concept of considering it Mu'ukol, considering it burnt, is only going to be when it's on the Mizbeach. Because, after all, Shita Mukubetzis points out, the Pasuk says, Al Moikra Al Mizbeach, Kol HaLayla Ada Boiker, and that was what we were learning before, that there needs to be a Boiker La Boiker, that there's an earlier time before the morning, at which point this status changes, but it's only Al Mizbeach. So you have this machlokas then, at what point does it need to be on the Mizbeach? Be considered completely burnt, Chatzos to Alois HaShachar. So the Gemara says, Amri Bei Rav, they said in the Yeshiva of Rav, my time of Rav Chista. Why does Rav Chista say that? Tosfos points out an interesting thing, by the way. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, you have these expressions throughout Shas of you have, for example, Amri Beirav, another one is Mechaku Bamarova, they last up on it in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. You have a variety of expressions like that used throughout Shas. And the Gemara there in Sanhedrin identifies what each of them refers to. Each of them refers to a specific Chacham who expressed himself that way. The Gemara says over there that Amri Beirav refers to Rav Huna. Now, Rav Huna was Rav Chista's Rebbe. So why would Rav Huna be going and explaining what his Talmud had said? So first of all, Tosfos says, because maybe Rav Huna said it as well, and also the fact is that Rav Huna, in many places in Shas, even though Rav Chista was his Talmud, there are quite a number of places in Shas where he himself praises Rav Chista to his own face, and therefore, so we can say that Rav Huna considered what Rav Chista is saying to be important enough that he personally is going to explain the reason behind it. So my time is Rav Chista. Why does Rav Chista say that Alois HaShachar is what makes the difference? Because they said in Beirav, the reason is like this. We have a Kavachomer. Uma chatzois she'in oisalina. Mada chatzois, which does not yet make, if a piece of the korban was on the ground, then it does not yet passel it with linen. Because it can be burned at any time. So even if you didn't bring up the Emurim during the onto the Mizbeach during the day, you have all night to burn them. The pasuk says, don't leave the fat of my Yom Tov Korban, the Korban Pesach, the Korban Chagiga, whatever, until the morning, implying that you have all night to burn it. So even if it's on the ground at Chatzos, that wouldn't matter. You can still bring it up to the Mizbeach anytime during the rest of the night. And yet we're saying that if the piece is on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, then it makes it, it's now been considered consumed. So to explain Rav Chista's explanation, then Amuda Shachar, Alois HaShachar, which does make lina. Now if a piece has not yet been brought up onto the Mizbeach at all, then on Alois HaShachar it becomes possible. How much more so that it should be that if the piece is on the Mizbeach at that time, and it's hard that it should be make it considered that it was that it was completely consumed, that it became ashes, and now you don't have to do anything further with it. Now Rabbah will not accept that Kavachoyma, because Rabbah is going to say soon that in fact we're going to discuss soon in the Gemara whether in fact if a piece is on top of the Mizbeach at Chatzos, at Alois HaShachar, is that effective or not? So we're going to have in the Gemara soon, Rabbah is going to say that pieces on the Mizbeach, pieces that are on the Mizbeach at Alois HaShachar do not become possible on Lina. So Rav Chista's, the explanation of Rav Chista, the Amri Beirav explanation, is presupposing that there's such a concept of Lina at Alois HaShachar, and that might even apply even if the piece is on the Mizbeach at Alois HaShachar. But Rabbah disagrees with that premise, as we're going to see in the Gemara in a little bit. Therefore, he says, in that case, the whole Kavachoyma falls apart. So that's one Machlokas. Now, here's another Machlokas. Pshushu Kodim Chatzos Ve'achzirim La'acha Amun HaShachar. What about if the piece was taken off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, and he put it back only after Alois HaShachar? So the first case was, it was taken off before Chatzos and then put on after Chatzos. Now you have a variation on that. He didn't put it back right after Chatzos. He put it in the morning after Alois HaShachar. What happens to that piece then? Rabbah Amun Chatzos Sheni Oichlotan. So now Rabbah says this is the case where the second Chatzos will make it considered completely consumed. So in our scenario before, where the korban was originally brought on Sunday, then before Chatzos of Sunday going into Monday, they took it off the Mizbeach and they put it on after Alois HaShachar of Monday. So Rabbah says, fine, you leave it on the Mizbeach the rest of that day. Comes Chatzos of Monday going into Tuesday. Now it's considered completely burnt up, and nothing further needs to be done with it. Rav Chista Omer, Ein Bahen Ikul La'olam, whereas Rav Chista will say that Ikul will never apply to it. At this point, no matter how long it stays on a Mizbeach, until it actually becomes ashes, nothing doing, and until it actually becomes ashes, nothing doing, and you're going to have to keep on putting it on the Mizbeach over and over again. Now here, Tosfos points out the Kavachomer we used before for Rav Chista will not work because Chatzos creates the concept, because Alois HaShachar creates a concept of Lina, Pasol's Korbanos, only for the Korbanos of the day that just finished, not for an earlier day. So therefore, so the Kavachomer that he had made before about Chatzos versus Alois HaShachar wouldn't work in this scenario. So the Gemara says, Maskif lo Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef questions the whole premise. It comes out so far, according to both Rabbah and Rav Chista, Chatzos is not at Chatzos, because these pieces were not on the Mizbeach, then therefore equal doesn't happen. So now, as Shittim Kubetzis had said, because the Pasuk says, Av on Mizbeach, then that implies that they have to be on the Mizbeach for this whole, for this whole thing to work. But Rav Yosef questions that premise. Who says that if the key factor is whether the piece is on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, and then we talk about whether it's considered that Chatzos creates the concept of equal and makes it that now the piece is considered to be completely burnt, who says Rav Yosef? Dilma, maybe wherever Chatzos finds them, Mishavi Lahu equals. It'll make it that they're considered consumed. In other words, maybe, fine, it says Al Mizbeach, but maybe it means once the thing was on the Mizbeach at one point, then even if it was taken off at before Chatzos, maybe at Chatzos we still consider that it's considered consumed. So even if he put it back after Chatzos, so then in that case, and in that case, there's no need to put it back after Chatzos. Me'ila won't apply to it. You don't need to burn it any further. Maybe that's how it is. And the Gemara says, Shochom Itam, they sent a message from Neo, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, Hilchsa to Rabbi Yosef. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosef, in other words, exactly that. Rabbi Yosef has a valid point. It's not, it doesn't necessarily mean whether it's on the Mizbeach or not. Now, Tosfos points out that the Gemara is going to end up saying that there's not really an argument over here, that Rabbah and Rav Chista's case, the two cases where they're arguing, is not really the same case that Rabbi Yosef is referring to. So when we say hilchsa, doesn't really mean the halacha is like him. And anyway, Tosfos points out, if you were to say that, you'd have the question that the Gemara had asked earlier in the Masechta, hilchsa v'shifa. Why are we passing the halacha about something which is applicable only when Mashiach comes? When Mashiach comes, the Sanhedrin can decide it then. So Tosfos says when they said hilchsa to Rabbi Yosef, they don't mean literally the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. They just meant Rabbi Yosef has a very good point. So he has a good point. Why, Taka, are we distinguishing whether the piece is on the Mizbeach or not? Then, however, earlier in the Masechta, Tosfos had pointed out another factor as well. One part is brought from Rabbeinu Chaim that we say the Gemara asks Hilchsa Mashicha only when it involved an Aveira. There, the discussion was a thought of Pigul, and we can say nobody will be doing Averis anymore. Therefore, it seems irrelevant to Paskin Halacha as far as Pigul, where anyway nobody is going to be doing that. But here we're not talking about a matter. Here we're not talking about a matter of an Avera, and therefore it can be valid to. Therefore, it can be valid to the Paskin Halacha in Spain. So the Gemara goes on. So the Gemara continues.